Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Love, love is strange. Lot of people take it for a game.
Once welcome back. Get... It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm the Small Business Advocate. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We got a lot of stuff there. We'll help you with your small business, whether you like to watch or listen or read, however you like to get your information, however much time you have. We have it available in 5-second increments, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 7 minutes, and lots of different formats and lots of different categories. Hundreds, actually thousands of other folks, other voices that we have on the show, and they're all right there on our website. So check that out. You know, folks, I want to wrap up something I started in the beginning of the hour, and something that I talked about a little bit with Stephen Moore, who was on with us just before this, and that is what's going on in America these days. There's a concerted, well-funded, determined effort by the federal government, and I have to say it, I just have to say it, because this is just the truth, I'm just reporting the truth, by the Obama administration to encourage people to become beholden to the government. Now look, my family contributes to charities every year. You know this. If you've been to my website, if you know anything, if you've been listening at all, at the end of the year especially, we report on that. We give examples, not how much, but the people that we care about. We want to help people. Well, I believe that you and I, Americans have proven over and over again for 200 plus years that we want to help people, whether it's indirectly or directly, who need help. And we still want to do that. And we don't want any child to go to bed hungry. We don't want any child to walk to school without a coat if it's cold. But that's not the same thing. If people have found a way to not be beholden to the government, or not as much maybe as other people, and the government comes in, the Obama administration comes in and puts a press on them, puts pressure on them to be beholden to the government. And I'm talking about the food stamp program now. There's a 10-part Hispanic little sitcom that they've come up with that over a 10-part series, they convince people to take food stamps. And these are people who are resisting at first, but they don't give up. They keep after them until they finally relent and say, okay, I'll take the food stamps. Get off my back. There's a woman, we talked about this earlier, there's a woman who received a gold award. That's what they called it, a gold award. And I saw the language, and it was because the language said, broke mountain pride. Poor people in some parts of America have some pride. They don't like the idea of taking from the government because they consider it to not be something that is something they don't want to do. They're poor, but they're not starving, and so they're doing okay. This woman broke down. They call it mountain pride in Appalachia. They call it mountain pride. She broke that down and got an award for it. And these people are taking food stamps now. Folks, it's not just about food stamps. When America has come to the state where we're not only encouraging people, we're not only making available to them help from the government, but we're actually putting pressure on them. We're breaking down their resistance. We're robbing them of their pride. When we're doing that to get people to, and they're doing the same thing to get people to enroll in Obamacare, which is going to be ultimately, and you've heard the president, you've heard Senator Reid say out of their mouths that Obamacare is just the first step toward universal health care, where you and I are completely beholden to the government for our health care. There's no more veiled strategy there. It's out in the open now. Folks, this is not going to be good for America. And I'll tell you what else. It's not going to be good for your small business. Because you and I aren't like that. We're taking responsibility for ourselves. We're taking responsibility for our achievements and for our failures. And we have small business pride, don't we? And we just need to be paying attention to these things that are going on. This is real, and I think I consider it to be an assault on the things that I hold dear. How about you? I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later. God bless America.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.